Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrives in the Middle East today. She told reporters traveling with her that the United States believes a ceasefire is urgent, but she said it must come with the right conditions, as she said, to ensure that it is sustainable. Joining us now for some analysis is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, the U.S. and Israel seem to be more open to the idea of an international peacekeeping force along the Israel-Lebanon border. Does that indicate a shift in U.S. policy toward the conflict?
Yes, to some degree. The United States seems to be ready to listen to the notions of an international force because Israel is ready to listen to it. One thing that is very, very clear in this administration's policy is which side they are on in this conflict. Yesterday, White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton went on television. Here's what he had to say.
This crisis was created by a terrorist attack, ongoing now by Hezbollah, against the sovereign territory of Israel. We're going to help our ally defend itself.
He was talking on NBC's Meet the Press. He also said it would be great if Hezbollah were completely gone, but right now it needs to be into a situation where they can no longer threaten Israel. Israel has said that could take weeks, and that's where the problem now comes. And now the United States wants the Lebanese government to take control of Hezbollah, to follow through on the UN resolution calling for disarming it, and to basically weaken it. So that's why when the Secretary of State says a ceasefire is quote-unquote urgent, she still says it has to be under the right conditions, meaning that Hezbollah is substantially weakened.
Now, the president met yesterday with the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia, who brought a personal letter from King Abdullah. Well, what's going on there?
Well, the Saudis and some other Arab states had been critical of Hezbollah, or at least silent. But the death toll has risen so much, and the support for Hezbollah inside those countries has become so strong on the part of the public that the governments are becoming less critical. And there's some sense that Israel is pushing it too far for these countries to stay silent or stay on the side of the United States or Israel. And the United States is aware of that. United Nations Ambassador John Bolton went on Fox News Sunday yesterday and made that clear.
We have been in constant touch with the government of Israel to urge them to consider the consequences of the military actions. And I think as a responsible democratic government itself, the government of Israel is doing that.
So there's a sense of leaning harder on Israel, but the Arab countries are becoming more and more upset, and that's the reason that an international force along the Israeli-Lebanese border could be a very good idea. However, Syria has warned that if they and the Hezbollah are not involved in cooperating with this international force, that it could be a return to 1983, which is a not very veiled threat, because, of course, that is when the U.S. Marines were killed in Beirut. But the United States continues to say that it will not deal directly with Syria, although the Secretary of State reportedly gave some indication that there might be some opening there because the U.S. does maintain a diplomat in Syria.
And hearing John Bolton just now, Cokie, the president is expected to resubmit his nomination to the Senate this week. And how's that likely to go?
Well, it's likely to upset the unanimity that you have seen pretty much on the part of Democrats and Republicans in support of administration policy in this Middle East conflict. What happened was Senator George Voinovich, Republican, who had opposed the Bolton nomination in the first place so that the president sent it through as a recess appointment, Voinovich has changed his mind. And he's written a very public op-ed saying that he's changed his mind. And so now the administration feels that this appointment can go through and that Bolton can get a permanent confirmation. Democrats are saying not so fast, and it's not clear yet whether or not they will filibuster this nomination.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR's senior news analyst, Cokie Roberts.